We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Everyone, welcome to the RotoGrinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday. It is March 23rd. It's 2021, and we have six NBA games that we're going to talk about here on today's slate. Grant, that is how you intro a podcast. It's Stevie's intro. Listen, you just got to say the date and who you are. I'm joined today by my good buddy, Mr. Priester, Will, Chief Justice of Six. How's it going, my friend?
It's going all right, man. Had a pretty good day here. In the middle of this slate, just kind of doing okay right now. We'll see how things shake out. As long as everybody kind of gets where they should be by the end of this thing, I should be all right. Hopefully, you know, we have some good success here. Played a little bit of Colin Sexton. He's at 25 fantasy points currently. And maybe that turns into 40 by the end of the fourth quarter when he gets some garbage time. We shall see.
Yeah, I didn't play. I took the day off. That's why I wasn't on the podcast. Needed a break. It's been a long couple weeks, so needed a little bit of a break. Excited for Easter weekend coming up where I'll actually have a weekend off here, but NASCAR in full swing. Dirt racing this weekend for the first time in like 40 years or something like that. So needed a break, but ready to get back on the NBA grind. And six games, sweet spot. Orlando Magic and Denver is where we get started. But before we do that, if you guys haven't checked out our sponsor, superdraft.com, check them out. They got a lot of stuff going on right now. They got NBA, MMA, NHL, golf, NASCAR. I know they'll probably have some MLB stuff up as well. So make sure you guys are checking them out. Sign up through the link that I'll have in the description for a nice little bonus that they got running over there. So make sure you guys are doing that. Will, Denver at Orlando, 218 total. Denver favored by 7.5. Harris and Morris remain out for Denver. Anthony, Fultz, Isaac are out. Mo Bamba's questionable. Randall is questionable. And Terrence Ross is questionable for the Magic. Let's start with Denver first. What do you like here for Denver?
Well, first of all, I do want to talk about the fact that for some reason we have only slowly and steadily increased the price of Will Barton, where he's really been, you know, pretty fantastic here for the stretch. I mean, 35, 34, 43, 33, 28, 33. And he's just a 5,800. I mean, hasn't sniffed anything near 6K up until recently. At 5,800, I think with, you know, a lot of these guys out, I think we can still get away with playing him. He's been playing, you know, upper 30s minutes, so that's something I really like. Don't hate Jamal Murray at 7,100. I think that's a very fair price for him. He is a tournament play, obviously. That's what we're talking about. You know, definitely a little bit of meat on the bone if he's really getting hot. And then, of course, Mr. Jokic at 10-7. I think he's always in play on almost any slate now. And you got to, you know, you got to figure maybe he'll be lower owned than he would usually be on this type of slate. So he's a guy that I like it well. But that's about it. I don't want to play too many guys from Denver.
Yeah, definitely worry about this game staying close. I will say with the Magic having Fournier and Gordon back, I do think this game's competitive. Denver coming to Orlando. The thing here for like Denver, I'm a Magic fan. I watch a lot of Orlando Magic games, and they can't stop guards. So your Jamal Murray love, your Will Barton love, this is a good spot for these guys. This is definitely a spot I think you should be targeting these guys. We've seen Jamal Murray kind of hover in like that 20 to 24 usage range pretty much all season. He is a guy that has that like 30 usage game upside. And those are the games that you typically see him get those 50 to 60 to even 70 fantasy point games. And I think a matchup with Orlando is a matchup that like we could see a ceiling game from Jamal Murray. I love the Will Barton call. His usage has kind of been in that 20% range as well. With Morris out, with Harris out, there's plenty of minutes here for Will Barton. The guy that I don't love here is Jokic. I will say that I've played him more this year. Okay. I've come full circle on skinny Jokic. All right.
I know.
Listen, he's been absolutely crushing. It's just like the Magic rebound. And like, I like Jokic when he has those games where like he can go like 15, 10, 30. And like he had like recently has had those games. And like, I just worry a little bit about the matchup against the Magic. They're terrible against guards, but they're allowing the third fewest fantasy points per game to centers this season. So Jokic is not a guy that you play matchups. You can play him in any matchup. You're not bad, easy, whatever. So like that always worries me. The other thing about Jokic on this slate too is we're paying up for Harden if he plays. It's as simple as that. Without Kevin Durant, without Kyrie, if James Harden plays, we're paying up for him. So it's not easy to get Jokic and Harden. And there's some guys in that 9K range that we're going to talk about that could do just as well as Jokic, and you could pair them with James Harden. So that's just one of the reasons. I was messing around with building teams before we started, and that was just one thing that I kind of noticed. I like Jamal Murray a lot in this game. The Magic side of things, you know, obviously we're waiting on Terrence Ross news. I think he's really the only guy that matters. But I will say that if Randall is out, we really could see some maybe even potentially see like a 30 to 35 minute game for Michael Carter Williams. He's just coming off of illness too, but they don't really have another point guard. Like Dwayne Bacon can handle the ball a little bit, but really, you know, if Randall's out, you know, they have Main, but I don't expect them to want to play Kareem Main very much here. What do you like here for the Magic?
Yeah, man. I mean, the Magic is really kind of a tough team because, you know, I feel like Aaron Gordon is maybe overpriced. Fournier's probably priced enough. I mean, Vooch at 97, maybe you play him. Overall, I don't have interest in the Magic today. Just don't like it.
I'm with you. I have slight interest in Michael Carter Williams if we get news that Randall's not going to play, just because they don't really have another guy that can handle the ball. Worry about his minutes in general, but if you're going to play anybody, if Terrence Ross sits, you probably take shots on Fournier here, 6,600. He's a guy that can get up plenty of shots, and if he gets hot, you know, he could put up over 40 fantasy points in games. But Gordon at 69. I feel like he's playing really hard because he wants to be moved, but he got the Brooklyn bump the other night and absolutely crushed with the Brooklyn bump. But Vooch with Gordon and Fournier back, I think he's a little too pricey, and you know how much I love playing Vooch. Washington at New York, 225.5 total here in New York, favored by 2 in this one. Bertans, Bryant, and Ish Smith are out for Washington on the New York side. Elfpayton's questionable. Rivers is out. really quick before we get into talking about New York, I do want to make it a point to note that Quickly is probable and Robinson is expected to return. Or expected to play. Let's go with Washington first here. Well, this is interesting because that Brooklyn-Portland game is going to have all the ownership on the slate, assuming that Harden plays. Everybody's going to want to play Lillard, and everybody's going to want to play Harden from that game and that high total game. I really think this is an interesting pivot game. If New York can keep this game close, which they should, then Westbrook is such an interesting pivot off of Harden because he's one of like two or three guys that could match Harden on this slate.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think, and here's the thing, I think the way Westbrook is playing right now, like this is the Westbrook we know and love. Like look at this 70, 82, 62, 59, 80. Stevie, 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are his last five games. And so, you know, man, is Westbrook back? It sure seems like it. And that's kind of the guy we want. The other thing too, man, the shot attempts are up there in the 20s pretty much, averaging about 20 shot attempts a game. So can't beat that with a guy that has triple-double upside everything. Every game, what's happened, Stevie, is he's more efficient shooting the ball now. You know, earlier this season, this was more like 6 for 20 or 5 for 20, sometimes 4 for 20. Like now he's, you know, he's dialed it up. And so when you're making – 6 more shots or 7 more shots a game, that's a difference of anywhere from 12 to 18 points. And now you're really starting to see the upside. So I really like Westbrook. I'm with you. I think he's going to be a favorite play of mine on this slate. And then outside of that, man, I think that's going to wrap it up for me. I don't hate Beal, right? Like Beal at 9,400. I think that's a fair price, but it just doesn't feel necessary the way Westbrook is playing.
Yeah, Beal is going to have those games every once in a while, but until he's like under 9 with Westbrook playing this way, it's really hard to play him. And like they both can have good games. Like Beal can put up 50 and Westbrook can put up 60 or 70. I think the other night against Utah, right? Like that game against Utah was back and forth. Westbrook put up 80 and Beal put up 50. Like those games are going to happen. The Knicks have actually been playing pretty decent defense here recently. I don't want to look into that too much until they can do it over a larger span of time, but I think Westbrook is the play. The other guy that I don't hate here for tournaments is Hachimura, just because Bertans is out. Hachimura is going to get solid minutes. No Bryant, no Bertans. Like he's going to play 35 plus minutes and not the best matchup in the world, but I do think like if you're playing like a secondary piece, it's either him or maybe even taking shots on like Alex Len on two center sites.
Yeah, for sure. Alex Len definitely put up a really, really, really good game the other night. Not saying that, you know, he's going to do that again because his minutes have been very sporadic. Stevie, you know, we talked about the Brooklyn bump. Well, look who he just played the other night. It was the Brooklyn Nets, 29 minutes, 36 fantasy points. You know, maybe he still gets the minutes in New York, but I mean, his minutes have been all over. For me, I think it's just Westbrook.
Let's go to the other side of the New York side of things. Julius Randle, I think, is one of the best tournament plays on this slate. And you're going to have to talk me off of him.
I won't try to do that. Drew's friends been playing fantastic. 9,900. You know, the upside has been there. We know he has 60 point upside. And I think, you know, in this spot against Washington, man, my goodness, he should be able to dial it up. I mean, Quickly's going to be there. I think this game depends on whether or not, you know, Derrick Rose and Elfrid Payton play. Like if both of those guys are out, then I think that'll open it up for some of these guards like Quickly and Alec Burks. So for me right now, especially with a lot of the centers back, pretty much just Randle, and then I will put the guards in play if Elf Payton and Rose are out.
Yeah, Rose passed through, so it's just conditioning. So yeah.
He still might sit out another game. A lot of guys have sat out that conditioning game and then have come back the other game, kind of how they did Well, they did it to Marc Gasol. They did it to a couple other guys. Like, you know, they're out for conditioning that one game, and they maybe come at the next one. So perhaps Rose is out. And I did see where he, you know, he passed through, but maybe they sent him for conditioning one more game, and then we can get Quickly and Burks one more time in a good spot against Washington.
For what it's worth, the official NBA injury report that comes out does not even have Rose on it. So we'll see.
Jeez.
We'll see. I'm just saying that, like, that complicates that whole situation where you just might not play anybody.
But we know Tom Thibodeau wants Derrick Rose on the floor. We can guarantee that.
5,400, too. Yeah. Like, 5,400, if he plays 30 minutes against Washington, I'm in.
Yes,
sign me up. Like, if nothing comes out and they say that he's going to start and everything's going to be good, but, you know, this is a dude also coming off of, like, he had COVID. So, like, it wasn't like he had COVID. But,
right,
you know, that was, what, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago? So, I don't know. We'll have to kind of see what we're looking at for Rose. If it wasn't Thibodeau, this would be an easy fade.
Correct. Easy fade.
Lakers and Pelicans, 222 total. New Orleans favored by 5.5 in this game. Doesn't that line just seem weird? Yeah, it just – I bet you that one moves. Anthony Davis is out, Dudley's out, and LeBron's out. And then on the New Orleans side, Ball is questionable and Redick remains out. Let's talk Lakers first. We know that, like, we're going to see a Lakers team without LeBron and without Anthony Davis for a few weeks now. And we kind of got a glimpse at it against Phoenix the other night. Will, talk to me about what we're looking at here for the Lakers.
This is going to sound really strange. I almost don't want to play anyone, Stevie. I don't like this team at all right now. Maybe Montrez at 68, but if Marc Gasol comes back, I don't feel quite as good about him getting 32 to 34 minutes. I think maybe that shaves 4 or 5 minutes, which he will need to get there. I don't like the Lakers, Stevie, at all.
I think you can play Kuzma. He's still under 7K. He got plenty of minutes the other night. He didn't have the best shooting night, but I think him and Harrell really the only two guys that you could take shots on here, just in general. And, like, I'm gonna contend.
I played THT the other night, and he did fine, but he was 4K. Like, that's a big difference. Yeah. Now he's, you know, 5,500, and he's 6K on FanDuel. Like, this is gonna be a tough one for me, Stevie. I don't know if I'll have any Lakers outside of Trez. I'm with you on Kuzma because of the minutes, but.
I think one game sample size, really, like, full minutes. LeBron's been playing all year. We have a little bit of sample with no AD, but, like, one game sample size, Schroeder was the usage guy, for what it's worth. Like, one game again. But he was he had a 26% usage rate the other night. KCP low usage, Wesley Matthews low usage, Kuzma not as much as I thought he was going to have. You know, Markieff Morris, but, like, Dennis Schroeder was the usage guy. And he's 6,600. You need the game to stay somewhat competitive for him to get there, because I feel like Schroeder is going to be one of the first guys off the court. Harrell has the upside, but I like the Horton Tucker call. I wish he was cheaper. His usage was insane, by the way, off the bench. Like, he had a 30% usage rate the other night. 5,500. We don't have like multipliers up for our sponsor site Superdraft yet. I don't know what he is on FanDuel, but, like, maybe Yahoo. There's some sites that are slower to price people up, but with LeBron being out, I don't think any sites are going to have the Lakers guys where you could really fully take advantage of it. I'm pulling up FanDuel really quick.
He's 6K. I already checked the FanDuel prices.
Yeah, so he's too 7K. Expensive over there. Like,
he's 6K. Trez is 7K. I think
the guy you're playing Kuzma's on FanDuel is, like, the guy you're playing on FanDuel is Caruso. You're playing him to drop a score.
Oh, if those days were to come back, my goodness.
Oh, those are fun. Yeah. What do we like here for the Pelicans?
Well, I mean, I think you almost have to like Zion here. I know he's 8,700. Brandon Ingram is starting to dial up some upside here again. You know, 40 plus in two out of the last four games.
Revenge.
Maybe you play him at 7,800. I do like Zion, though, at 87. I just think I think he can get 50 in this spot. And for that reason, I don't mind playing him. If Lonzo Ball were to sit, of course, you know, you're going to have Nikhil Alexander-Walker at 4,400. He's going to be big time in play, play 31 minutes, 32 fantasy points. I think we'll see something similar to that again against the Lakers. And that's kind of where I am with the Pelicans.
With Alexander-Walker, too, the very enticing thing about him, if Lonzo does end up sitting, is he might get some garbage time run if this game kind of gets out of hand. So he's probably one of the safer Pelican plays if we get that news. The other guy that I just want to like say, like, if you think this game is going to stay competitive, Bledsoe is interesting. I know he's been awful. Like, he just doesn't have to do anything on this team, but like guard somebody, but he's someone that I always like, never hate taking shot on. If I'm running more than like one to three teams. So just wanted to mention him for our MME players. Moving on, yes. We got the Suns and the Heat. Will, no real injury news for Phoenix. There is no total in this game because Goran Dragic is questionable. Bradley's questionable as well. Phoenix is rolling, playing great basketball right now. What do we like here for the Suns?
Probably Chris Paul, maybe a little bit of Mikal Bridges, and I don't know what to do with DeAndre Ayton. I mean, he's 5,900. He played 32 minutes against the Lakers, but prior to that, I mean, we were getting 20. So I don't think I don't even know if I want to take the risk. I think if you're multi-entering and you're playing 100 lineups, 150 lineups, like, you probably get some, because at 5,900, if he puts up 40 again, I mean, you're big. That's a big time score for that price. But all in all, mainly just Chris Paul and Mikal Bridges for me.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is going to be a spot that, like, Phoenix plays at such a faster pace than Miami, and both of these teams like have been playing good defense. Like, Phoenix is 6th over the last five games. Miami's 13th. Miami's going to try to slow this game down. This game's in Miami. I think Chris Paul is fine. Booker is fine. I don't think I'd do anything else for Phoenix, and I don't even love those guys. Like, the guy that I like here is Bam. Going to the Miami side, I like Bam. Like, this is going to be a pace up spot for Miami. As much as they try to slow this game down, Phoenix is going to run. Bam at 8,100. This is a guy that just is coming off of a 50 fantasy point game. Got his minutes back. Like, we were waiting to see the minutes and the shots, and like, Bam's the play here. I think Butler, he can get there at 9,300, but I still think he's a little too expensive with Bam back. I will not mind taking Butler more if Goran Dragic doesn't play, but I think Bam's the play for Miami.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm right there with you. I do think, you know, with Jimmy back at 93, like, I think that's putting him on the list now. Like, Jimmy, you know, especially, like, I think Jimmy got up to, like, 10K, over 10K, and then Bam came back. And it's like, okay, well, look, you know, we got all our Jimmy Butler performances. We pretty much rode the wave, and now we just need to get him back. And he's 95 on FanDuel, too. Like, they're starting to readjust with Bam back in the mix. And I think, like you said, if Dragic is out, like, at 9,500 and 9,300, I think we can take a shot on him. He's proven that he can get there in so many different ways.
Anything else that you like here from Miami?
No, I mean, everybody else is just going to be a flyer, but like, you're hoping Duncan Robinson hits like 23 pointers. You know what I mean? Nothing's really solid outside of him and Bam.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Let's keep on rolling here. We got Philly at Golden State. No total in this one. the Curry brothers are both out. Embiid is out. Chris is out. Let's start with Philly. I don't know what to think here. Like, first things first, I worry about this game staying close. Just in general, what do you like here for Philly?
Man, I never thought I'd start this show with Danny Green, but my goodness, Danny Green's been outstanding with all these people off the floor, Stevie. I mean, look at the past three games, and I don't see it stopping here against Golden State. Like, they need him to do things now. Look, I know he had five steals in the New York game. He still shot 4 for 8 and 3 of 5 from long distance. And they need him to shoot shots right now and hit shots. You know, one of the best three-point shooters is off the floor. One of the best players is off the floor, and Joel Embiid. I mean, Danny Green's an integral part of this game plan right now in terms of, you know, being able to hit shots. So I like Danny Green. He may be my favorite Sixer just in terms of point per dollar for the money. Obviously, I don't think he's a better player than Tobias Harris or a better player than Ben Simmons. But for the money, I mean, at $4,900, he's fantastic for this slate. Dwight Howard, $6,000. I don't want to pay that for Dwight Howard. So I think he's my favorite. Behind that might be Ben Simmons, and then behind that, Tobias. And that's it, man. I don't really want to play anyone else.
I don't really have much to add here. Shake Milton, yeah. Like,
maybe.
Yeah, I think he's someone you could potentially play. I'm not paying $6,000 for Dwight. I'm not doing it. Like, if Dwight Howard beats me, he beats me. I'm not paying $6,000 for him. Like, I don't even want to pay $8,500 for Tobias. Like,
yeah.
Give me Ben Simmons, I guess. I don't know. The thing that I'm worried about in this game is, like, Philly's been playing such great defense here recently that without Curry – yeah, like Wiggins and Oubre can create and hit shots and stuff, but they're not even on the same level as Steph. And I don't know. I just worry in general in this game. Let's go to the Golden State side. Obviously, no Curry. You know, Wiggins, 6,600. Oubre, 62. Draymond, 76. We always see a huge hit in Draymond's assist ratio when Curry's off the floor. I think if I'm playing anybody from Golden State, it's Jordan Poole.
Yeah, Poole and Wiggins. I mean, honestly, man, Wiggins has been pretty good. I mean, considering, obviously in that Memphis game, he dropped 40, but, you know, in the second Memphis game, he still got there for the salary. I mean, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. I mean, if he puts up 40 fantasy points at 6,600 every slate, I'd take it. You know, so I think Wiggins is in play. Wiggins and Poole are definitely, I think, the favorites. I still don't hate Draymond, right? Like, we saw Draymond get to 40 fantasy points against Memphis, 11 rebounds, 13 assists with 2 points, Stevie. The problem was, I guess, he just kind of didn't get the assist in the Memphis game. I think Draymond at 76 is still okay. You know, I'm not saying it's a must play, but I'm saying I think he's in play. Oubre, you know, kind of get minutes in the 20s there, but he was hurt. Like, he had some weird injury and they thought he was going to be doubtful and then he didn't play. I guess we'll have to see what they're going to do with Juan Toscano-Anderson again. Like, he played 24 minutes, but he's 3,700. Like, if he gets 24 minutes again, I think at 3,700, I think that's worth it.
He probably gets run in a blowout too. Like, if you don't think this game stays close at 3,700, he might be someone that you can definitely take some shots on here. All right, final game is obviously the game that everybody is going to like on this slate. It is the game. Brooklyn at Portland, 236.5 total. Portland favored by 1.5. Kevin Durant's out. Kyrie is out. Shamet is out. And James Harden is questionable, but it sounds like he's more probable than doubtful. And then on the Portland side, Collins and Nurkic remain out. Let's start with Brooklyn. James Harden plays, you play him. James Harden doesn't play, you play 4 guys from Brooklyn. Hope this game stays close.
Absolutely, man.
I'm kind of kidding. Kind of.
Well, I get it, man. Yeah, but I think you hit it on the head. If Harden is in, you play Harden. And I think you can get away with Joe Harris on this slate. He it feels like he's going to have to shoot a little bit more. Maybe you even are able to get away with Jeff Green on this slate. Some of these secondary pieces, look, I can't tell you which guy is going to actually get there, but I'm saying it feels likely that a Bruce Brown or a Joe Harris or a Jeff Green type might get there. Maybe TLC comes in and plays larger minutes off the bench. But to me, I want to stick with the guys that I feel a little bit more comfortable with their minutes. I do feel comfortable seeing Bruce Brown gets 25 to 28 minutes in this spot, like with no Kyrie. So I feel really good about him at 4,200 alongside Harden even, I think, in this spot. And then I definitely feel good about Joe Harris. Like, his minutes have been stable all season. Just got to hope he's hitting shots. And if he does, he could hit that 30-plus threshold for fantasy points. The big man is kind of have a log jam. I don't want to say a log jam, but they've got Jordan, they've got Griffin, they've got Claxton, they've got Jeff Green. Like, these guys are all going to play, I think. And I don't want to even try to think about pegging which one of these guys does anything. So it's really just going to be the guard play for me, or guard and wing play rather.
Yeah. When you start getting into court IQ and looking at this situation too, you're going to see really solid numbers for Jeff Green, but you got to remember Blake Griffin's there now too. It adds another guy that's going to play 20 minutes. So where those numbers for Jeff Green look so great, plus 4%, plus 7 fantasy points per 36 with Kevin Durant and Kyrie off the floor. You gotta just kind of think realistic too, because they're going to have an extra body or two out there. I think Harden is obviously the play. I like the Joe Harris call. At 5,400, he's averaging 0.88 fantasy points per minute with Kyrie and Kevin Durant off the floor and Harden on the floor. So playing next to Harden, he's averaging right under a fantasy point per minute. So if Harden were to sit, you're playing Harris, you're playing Brown, you're potentially looking at Jeff Green. You're probably looking at TLC. You're looking at anybody that's going to play 30 minutes, and you're
maybe even Tyler Johnson if Harden is out. Johnson is 3,100.
There you go. Portland side of things, Lillard 10K. It's Brooklyn, and I've been saying this. He crushed me the other night. He put up 75. I was way wrong. But the next few nights, I've been 100% right. Lillard's kind of expensive with McCollum back. It's Brooklyn. And if you're going to play a lot of Harden, you definitely want to get some Lillard. You might even want to get some CJ McCollum here if you're going to play a lot. But don't forget about the Brooklyn bump and potentially taking shots on guys like Covington. Ennis Kanter, if this game stays close, he should get minutes, but I could see this game going small and him just not getting any minutes. The other night, he didn't get minutes because they were crushing Dallas.
Yeah, man, and I feel like with Portland, they're kind of the reverse of Brooklyn. So Brooklyn does have guards, but we kind of know who's going to play. But Brooklyn's kind of got this log jam in their front court now. And Portland has too many wings. Covington, Carmelo, Derrick Jones Jr., Little, McCollum, Gary Trent, Rodney Hood, and all those guys aren't going to play. The point I'm trying to make is it's just an extreme logjam. The only guys that I think you can play are Lillard, McCollum, maybe Rocco at 57, but I don't like any of these other guys, and I just don't feel like they have the upside with CJ back. And I think CJ is just still priced like he's playing 35 minutes. And that's just not the case right now. So at 7,400, if we find it, I guess he's off of a restriction of some sort. Like, CJ at 74 is great. I think Dame at 10K, I'm with you. I don't think he gets there, but I think you're just taking him because of the possibility in the Brooklyn game. But other than that, I really don't like these guys.
Let's play the morning grind game and then we'll get out of here. We'll start us off. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X today.
Definitely Danny Green at 4,900. Pretty much one of my favorite values on the slate.
Danny Green.
Don't fail me now, Danny.
I don't even know. Man, if we knew injury news, this would be way easier today, for what it's worth. But we don't. I'm gonna say Alexander Walker. But if Lonzo plays, you're obviously not playing Alexander Walker. I'm just going off of if Lonzo doesn't play, take Nah. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who do you like to bust?
Man, tough one. I don't feel great about it, right? But right now, I still think it's Dame at 10K, man. This price, man.
I love Westbrook today, so I'm hoping Bradley Beal does not go 5X. favorite 6X play, who do you got?
Oh, man, let's go. Where'd he go? Let's go Jordan Poole at 5,600.
All right, Will took my guy. All right, listen, I'm all in. I'm going to not only say Westbrook is going 6X, I'm going to say Westbrook outscores everybody on the slate. There you go.
I like it.
Let's get weird GPP play of the day. Who do you got?
Probably not too much of a surprise. This is a guy we've liked all season. You probably know what I'm going to say, Stevie, but let's go Jimmy Butler at 93. I don't see the ownership going to Butler today. I just don't see it.
I'm going to go with Jamal Murray. I already talked about how much I like guards against the Orlando Magic. They just don't play defense against guards. And it's a revolving front, a door of who they've played at guard this season as well, because they've been dealing with so many injuries. But I'm going to go Jamal Murray. Game selection, anything standing out to you on FanDuel or DraftKings today?
Man, I clicked on this expensive contest to do the pod so I could make sure I had the pricing in front of me. But I will just say, man, I just think single entry is the way to go when you're evolving your bankroll. And I talk about this one a lot, but it's one of my favorites, man. This $40 single entry is fantastic. They give you two price points at 20K and 40K. I like it, man. That's always one of my favorites.
All right. I'm going to start off low dollar this week. The 50K and 120 entry max $1 tournament over there on DraftKings. $1 tournament, so 20 entry max. Can play around with some lineup HQ if you're a premium member. Get in there, use the projections, get used to doing a 20 entry max. Have a few good 20 entry max in the $1, move up to the $2, the $3, the $4. So this tournament's really cool because it does pay $2,500 the first on a $1 tournament. So if you're maxing this tournament, you can have a really, really strong ROI with a top 35, really. You could triple your money with a top 60. And there's 59,000 people. You're going to need a really good team to top 60. Don't get me wrong. But this is a really good tournament if you want to start working on your 20 inch max stuff. So make sure you guys are checking that out. Will, any over or under against the spread pick that you like here night before?
Oh, man. Let's go. Give me the Knicks minus two. Washington has been playing a lot better, but give me the Knicks minus two.
Knicks been playing good defense, man.
Yeah.
Definitely don't hate that one. I really don't think this line will hold. But right now on the DraftKings Sportsbook, the Pelicans are minus six. I'm betting.
Yeah, I saw that
betting.
Too.
Do it. Take it. We're taking this one. It opened at minus 5.5 for New Orleans. It's minus six. By tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to guess this is minus eight. I think it's going to move at least 2 points. So take advantage of that. Will, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, my brother. Always a pleasure, man. Everybody enjoy your contest.
All right, that's going to wrap it up here for Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow talking some more hoops. Good luck, everyone, and we'll see you then.